The Digger of Kokoda, the official biography of Reg Chard, written by Daniel Lane and read by James Saunders, with an introduction by Reg Chard. My father, Herbert Hercules Chard, was wounded twice in the space of 8 days during one of World War I's bloodiest battles, Passchendaele. He never spoke about any of his experiences on the Western Front, and the reason I never asked him about them was because I didn't need to. His drinking said more than enough about the horrors he'd witnessed. While I loved my father, he had some terrible flaws. As a result of his war service, he became an alcoholic and, sadly, he could be a violent one. There were times when he'd return home from a drinking session and need no excuse to start on my poor mother, Annie. It was dreadful. I thought that maybe I could prevent him from lashing out if I knocked him onto the floor. I remember once trying to wrap my arms around his legs to tackle him, but my father was too strong and too wild for a boy of my small build to stop his violence. Dad worked as a carpenter to provide for our family, and there were also moments where he showed kindness, but they were few and far between. I suppose that's why one of my most enduring childhood memories of Dad is of him sitting alone at home and smoking his pipe while he brooded. We kids left him in peace on those occasions because we'd learnt, the hard way, that Dad had a short temper. We realised that when aggravated, he could snap without warning. The entire household was on edge whenever my father returned home. But rather than feel sorry for ourselves, my brothers and sisters and I, there were 9 of us in total, got on with life the best we could. Obviously, we knew Dad's behaviour was wrong, and it was due to the ugly scenes we witnessed that all but one of my 4 brothers and I never touched alcohol or smoked. I even promised myself from an early age to be nothing like my father when I grew older. Sadly, the brother who drank only started because, like Dad, he was scarred by his military service during World War II. Of course, ours wasn't the only family who lived with that unspoken curse of the Great War. There were thousands of soldiers like my father who returned from the trenches with demons that made life hell for their wives and kids, in the form of drunkenness, uncontrollable rage, savage outbursts, and domestic violence. The government's approach towards its veterans in those times was completely different from how they're managing the effects of war on today's generation of diggers. While the men who came back from the Great War with obvious injuries such as lost limbs or blindness were given extra assistance on top of their war pension, no one in power during the 1920s and 30s seemed concerned about the soldiers who'd suffered invisible wounds, brought on by the nerve-shattering experience of battle, let alone their dependents. With no offer of psychological help or access to other effective treatments, my father was one of many returned servicemen who reached for the only means of dulling the pain readily available to them. They self-medicated with alcohol, even though it was self-destructive and damaged their families.